Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. This is Ken Carpenter, gang, christening another Hollywood Victory shipload of stars loaded with answers to your swell letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As usual, we're stopping at all APO and FPO numbers, but knocking extra loud on the door marked Guadalcanal to salute the opening of your new American Expeditionary Station there. I don't know what kind of juice the Guadalcanal station will use, AC, DC, or jungle juice, but she'll spin you a weekly ration of tunes and chuckles by a Command Performance, good old Jubilee, Mail Call, G.I. Jive, G.I. Journal, those root and toot and melody roundups, and a mess of shows put out by Armed Forces Radio. So good luck to the new station on Guadalcanal. And let's tie into another big Command Performance, commanded tonight by one of America's best-loved girls, that songbird of the South, North, East, and West. Fellas, here's Kate Smith.
Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends, where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating that he'll be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And finally, old Reverend Thomas, he made us a promise he would make the two of us one. So it's the trail to Canton.
And that was my good friend Jack Miller, guest conducting the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra in San Fernando Valley. Right now, fellas, I'd like to use the international walkie-talkie and make a few long-distance calls on one nickel. My best to PFC Ross Davis at 922, to Lieutenant Joe Kahn at 301, Dan Mercantante at 610, Army Baxter and Navy Plosky at 704. And at 639, hello to the gremlins of Hut 6, including Bubbles, Mudhen, Jumbo, Horizontal, and the Gulch Kids. Regards, too, to Gilbert Smith and Hank the Wrangler, 986. The Fighting QM boys at 520. And at 634, it's greetings to the Rockford Rockets, Local Mission Marble, Wins Payday Garrett, and Sack Time Woody. From 152, we get four O's from Ginny Boy, Beck the Wrecker, Careless Harry, and Stinky. I guess they're all Phi Beta Kappa boys. From 948, we hear from George Olson, and they sign off six sergeants and one private. Boy, what odds. But from all over England, Africa, Sicily, the Mediterranean, and all points of the GI compass, we get letters that say, give us that swell fella who came over here and made so many of us laugh. So here he is, Billy Gilbert. Well, Billy, welcome to Command Performance again, and how are you feeling?
Oh, Kate, it's wonderful what happened to me. Wonderful. I was feeling a bit run down after my long trip overseas, so I started taking vitamins.
You mean B1, Billy?
Well, 1B, 2B, 3B, 4F. I take them all.
Well, Billy, have they made you feel any better?
Oh, Kate, it's amazing what those vitamins do for me. Now I'm full of exuberance. I'm positively indefatigable. I feel so inexhausted. Boy, I'm a sad sack.
We're awfully glad to have you here with us tonight, because only you can answer this letter.
What does it say?
Well, it's from several hundred boys that you entertain near the east coast of England, and it says, Dear Command Performance, we're having a little siege of head colds over here, and some of the boys are sneezing, but it's very, very monotonous. They all sneeze the same way. So please have Billy Gilbert prove that there can be many different kinds of sneezes. And maybe then we'll get some variety.
Ah, Kate, will I give them a lecture on sneezes? Fellas, first we will take the operatic or vowel sneeze. Oh, you've heard it. You better stand back, Kate. It goes something like this. Ooh. Ooh. That was a little damp. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have another one. I call this the outboard motor type. Yeah, people with pivot teeth or bridge work should avoid this sneeze, as even shreds of consoles have been known to give way. The outboard motor type. Wait, and have you ever heard these Siri sneezers? You know, people that always sneeze three times, never two or once, but always three. You know, sometimes they have trouble with the last one like this, you know. You can always count on it. It always shows up. And the ladies, bless their hearts, they come in on this, too. You know, like ladies, they promise so much, and then you get so, you know, that little... You know, like they give you that big build-up. Oh. gives it up. There's no charge at all, fellas, and thanks and good luck over there.
Thank you very much, Billy Gilbert. Well, fellas, before long, a lot of you may be shaking hands with Jimmy Wakely, because Jimmy, his guitar, his yodel, and Western songs are taking off under the USO banner. As many of you know, Jimmy hit the jackpot in those galloping horse operas over at Columbia and has plenty of cowboy songs in the jukeboxes. This is the last command performance that he can squeeze in before leaving the good old USA. And so tonight, as he sings that famous Freight Train Blues, we say hello and goodbye to Jimmy Wakely.
When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. But when a man gets the blues, he grabs a train and rides. That lonesome railroad train. Every time I see that lonesome railroad train, oh Lord, it makes me wish I was going home again. I got the blues so bad, the whole round world looks blue. Got the blues so bad. Oh Lord, I ain't got a dime, don't know what to do.
We got a fella here tonight who runs the biggest barn dance and cowboy shindig on the West Coast, Spade Cooley. All us hillbillies know Spade. He's brought his old fiddler along, so come on out here, Spade Cooley. Come on out, partner. Let's get along with that Texas star. Let her go, boy.
Jump up and you come down, make that big foot jar the ground. Well, now left to your left hand, right, left, granny. Hurry up, boys, and don't be slow. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough, and the granny with your dog bite, no shallow. Ladies, stand back to the bar, gentlemen, center, and form a star. Left hand, throw it, you don't go far. Now keep your partner and take the next. Now do see dough and a little more dough and a chicken in a bread pan picking out dough and a granny with a dough bite no shallow. Meet your honey and batter on the head. Don't like biscuit, treat her cornbread. Now you know it and I don't care. Park a gallon easy chair. Yes, sir.
It'll work, Spade Cooley, and thank you again, Jimmy Wakely. Well, they say anything happens on command performance, and if we go through with this, I'll believe it. It's a letter from Master Sergeant Bill Levy, APO 512. Dear command performance, the music you play for us, well, it's great, and I know that this is a crazy thing to ask. The music I want to hear is the sound of my wife, Norma, goggling in the bathroom. There you are, Bill. Norma goggling in the key of D flat. Well, gentlemen of the AEF, tonight we present the youngest star ever to appear on your program. She is Sandra Bukova, 11-year-old genius on the violin. At the age of 5, Sandra appeared as guest artist with Tchaikovsky in the Hollywood Bowl. At 7, she played in Carnegie Hall. And now she's ready for her GI debut on Command Performance. Sandra is here with her father, which would not be unusual for an 11-year-old girl, except that her father happens to be Marvin Marzell, one of America's greatest concert pianists. Men, we're very thrilled to give you this remarkable father and daughter team, Marvin Marzell and little Sandra Burkova. And here they are. Good evening, Sandra.
Hello, Miss Smith.
Honey, wouldn't you like to say something to your big brothers all over the world?
Well, sure. Can I give them the great big kiss?
You bet you can. Now, you go right ahead and give them that great big kiss. There. Boys, that's from all your kid sisters here at home. But Sandra, I see your daddy's all ready now to accompany you. So with Marvin Marzell at the piano, Sandra Burkova plays John Rosenmarin by Freisler. All right, honey, go right ahead. We wish we had time on Command Performance to mention every outfit that's doing a marvelous job without any fanfare. Like the ground mechanics for the 8th Air Force and every other Air Force. You men in the Persian Gulf Command who keep the supply lines hot. You fellas in the silent service. You Navy workmen in the islands. We know it's a tough job bombing Germany. And we know, too, there are tough jobs in Iceland, Greenland, Newfoundland, in Alaska and the Aleutians, and wherever you fight or serve. So when Command Performance mentions an outfit or an APO number, please just read between the lines, because it's all of you that we're thinking of. And now a little surprise, we promised Guadalcanal and vicinity in our cable. Just back from Guadalcanal and thousands of South Pacific miles, that swell actor and his sidekicks, Randy Scott and Joe DeRita.
Thank you, Kate, thank you. And hello there, fellas, this is Randy Scott. You know, quite a thrill this is. Here I am just back from Guadalcanal, and you guys invite me to Command Performance to help inaugurate your new American Expeditionary Station. Yes, sir, I'm really thrilled.
What am I, a cigar store Indian? I'm not supposed to talk, huh?
Joe, please. You know, fellas, I brought back some real memories of guys sweating out the jungle, doing a terrific job under heavy odds.
I travel 18,000 miles with this guy, and he leaves me holding this mic like I'm Frank Sinatra.
Fellas, that's Joe DeRita butting in. Remember, Joe, he was my straight man. Sure is a round straight man, isn't he? Looks like Lou Costello in tights. But Our best to you great guys on Canal and Boogie and the other spots we played. And Joe, wasn't that trip inspiring? Didn't it make you come back and want to do something?
I'll say, Randy. And now that I'm back, I'm going down to my draft board and insist that they take me in.
Joe, I think that's a wonderful spirit.
Yes, sir. I'm going to insist that they take me in so I can release a woman to active duty. Yes.
Well, tell me, Joe. Did you go down to your draft board?
Oh, yes. I was down there today.
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, I walked in a doctor's office and disrobed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, brother. No kidding. The doctor took one look at me, turned away, and shook his head.
Why?
Well, you see, Randy, he didn't believe what he saw the first time. Then he gave me a thorough examination, stepped back, and said, Bud, I don't know what you are or who you are, but whatever you are, you're the only one of them.
And I can believe it. Joe, I hear they took your drinking uncle. Oh, he'll be the hardest drinking man in the Army.
Yes, and what's more, he just got decorated.
That old soap got decorated?
Yep.
What'd he get?
He got the Order of the Purple Nose.
I must say, you certainly come from a patriotic family.
You're darn right I do. Why, Randy, I got one brother who's been holding down an island in the Pacific for the past 10 years.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Well, that is, if you can call Alcatraz an island.
Now, of all the simple-minded things. Folks, I'm sorry I brought along such a dumb guy.
Now, wait a minute. Don't say I'm dumb. After all, I went to school. Stupid.
Yes, and you came out the same way. Joe, you know you're dumb, and I'm going to prove it.
You're going to prove it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll let you ask me a question, see?
Yeah.
And if I can't answer your question, I'll give you $10.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll ask you a question, and if you can't answer my question, all you have to give me is a dollar.
Now, if you can't answer my question, you'll give me $10.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't answer your question, all I have to give you is a dollar?
That's right.
Okay, ask me something. Anything at all.
No, go ahead. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you ask the first question.
First question?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Okay, tell me, Randy, what is it has two eyes, three wings, goes up in the air with four legs, and comes down with five legs?
Two eyes, three wings, goes up in
no
the air.
No coaching from the audience, please.
Say, Joe, would you mind repeating that question?
Same one.
Yeah, same one.
I'll give you another question.
Oh, no, you won't. No, you won't. I want the same one.
Okay, what has two eyes, three wings, goes up in the air with four legs, and comes down with five legs?
Say, Joe, I give up. It's too tough for me.
Yeah?
Here's your $10.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll be seeing you around, Randy.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. I want to know.
What?
Tell me. What does have two eyes, three wings, goes up in the air with four legs, and comes down with five? What is it?
I don't know. Here's your dollar.
Oh, well, come to think of it, they worked the same old army game on Guadalcanal. Only there, they used some sugar cubes with little black dots on them. That's life, I guess. So long, fellas.
Randy Scott and Joe DeRita. Now, boys, I'd like to gather up an armful of sharps and flats and quarter notes and send them on to each and every one of you under the title of that favorite tune of yours from the musical production Oklahoma. It goes like this. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks. Don't laugh at my jokes too much, 'cause people will say we're in love. Don't smile and gaze at me, 'cause your sighs like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Just give me my rose
love. Sweetheart, that's a sexing thing. People will say we're in
was sitting on a log, and his face was buried in a big, red, juicy watermelon. Half hour later, with his ears all wet, the melon seed sliding down his cheek, he looked up kind of sadly and said, "Well, that's all there is. There ain't no more." And that's all there is for this half hour. But we'll be slicing the international melon with you again next week. So write when you can. And this is Kate Smith saying good night with love and good luck from all of us. Thanks for listening, and so long, fellas.
Closing up shop and hanging out the little sign that says Samantha Farmers is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.